O'clock, everyone, for attending. So again, we're on. No, I have to let him in. There we go. Now there's somebody there. Mr. Green is there. Okay, so anyways, we are on page 39. Yeah, 39. But all the way at the end of 39. So yesterday we talked about Shazira. In other words, the intertwining, right? Every string of tzitzit. Oh, yeah, oh, I forgot. Harry Green had some pictures that I forgot to show about the strings of the tzitzit, and also that there's a label on the tzitzit. You know, and just get the tzitzit unattached to the talis katan or to the talis. And it says Kafol Shmona on it, and it has a whole. Right. So I want to thank Harry for that. So today we go on to something that people ask a lot, Dalet. Again, all the way in the Mechaber, last two words on page 39. Orech HaChutim. How long do Hashmona, the eight strings, right? It's really four, but they're double over, so we look at it as eight. So each of the strings, each of the eight strings, how long do they have to be, right? Good question. So the Mechaber gives, number one, Ein pachos me'arba gedulim, gudlim. It should be not less than four thumbs. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking about thumbs, what, the whole thumb? You know, like, that'd be kind of long, you know. We'll see, it's longer really. But no. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about the top of the thumb, in other words, from the top, right, the thumb only has two joints, right, everything else has three, but from the joint till the end, well, no, from we're talking about from the joint, and we're talking about the wide part, not the height, right? We're talking about the width, right, b'makom harachav betzbo. At the point where it's widest. And so we're talking about, so the Chazon Ish says that it's like 2.4 centimeters, which again, I happen to have a trusty ruler here. And that comes out to almost exactly a little less than an inch. Right? So the first opinion is that the strings should be at least an inch long. Now, we're going to see later, we're talking about an inch, we're talking about, again, this is the terms I'm going to use. They're not nice terms, but this is the way I always. There is the tail of the, right, tail, and then there is the knotted parts, right? So here we're talking about the length of the tzitzis of the tail. We'll see what that's categorizing, right? So they should be at least an inch. That ain't that much, right? That's not that much. So that's the first, it has to be at least 1 inch, let's say, right? V'yeshonim, some say, shnei masar gudlim, some say 12 thumb widths. 12 thumb widths comes out to approximately 30 centimeters or 12 inches. So now we understand that's a very big difference between 1 inch and 12 inches. Okay? V'chein Nogim and the Mechaber says that is the custom. The custom is 12. 12 good. Now in the Mishnah Berurah Chaf, the Chofetz Chaim says, and also in the Be'er Halacha, it says the same thing. We'll quote the Be'er Halacha on this. He says, look in the Levush, Kasa Demina Torah, ain't shir lo orach tzitzis. That really from the Torah, there's no size for the length of the tzitzis. Rak sheyeh bo gedil ve'anaf. There should just be a gedil. Gedil is, again, what we talk about in halacha is the wrap part. And anaf is the tail. Or the branch or tail. Right? I call it tail. Right? And the Be'er Halacha, excuse me, the first mirror Be'er Halacha, if you look there, it says, Raksha Chazal, Nasnu Alanu Shir Mishum Noi Tzitzis. It's just Chazal gave us a size for the tzitzis because to beautify the tzitzis, in other words, like you have these little short, little stubby things, you know, You know, sometimes you see that or people don't know or old time, you know, it doesn't look nice. It doesn't look nice. Lamar ba'arba, so again, some say four, because again, really there's no size. So the first opinion said four gudlim, lamar shnei masar. According to the second opinion, it'd be 12 thumbs. V'chein, be'er elya rabba estivarav. Va'ayin b'chaya adam shemitzali lomar de'al kopanim kedei aniva humin ha'torah. So the chaya adam, the be'er halacha comes out to say that there, again, according to the Torah, there's no size for the tail. So then I could have like, I don't know, like microscopic. So he says, no, it has to be enough, and we'll see this later, that you can make a knot. You can make a tie out of it. You can make a knot out of it. I don't know how much that has to be. You know, like that's pretty small. But again, it has to be enough that you could do that.
There's no maximum.
We'll get to that. Very good question. Right, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in Chaf also, same idea. And he says, when we talk about Midrabanan, but in Shehe Shneim Asar Gudlim, Achar Hakshira, that when we talk about 12 gudlim, that means after the tying. Tying doesn't count. Okay? So, okay. Back upstairs. So again, it's a very big difference. Vim aso, yeah. Now, yeah. Now the Ramah says, Mr. Magid's point, Vim aso oruch yoser, midai. Let's say, you know, that happens. They're very long tzitzis. They're more than 12. They're very long, and I don't know what they're, if it's a talus, maybe it's dragging on the floor. I don't know, whatever. So then, yachol lekatzrom. You're allowed to cut them. You're allowed to cut them off. Now, again, we'll see later how you cut them off. We'll see that there's an idea that you shouldn't cut them with metal or with a knife or something like that. We'll see that. Believe it or not, somebody told me, or I saw, I don't remember, that in these tzitzis factories, they have scissors, but they're not made out of metal. I think they're ceramic, something like that. Yeah. So, and of course, what you do when you can't just, well, it depends on, about disposing of the, it's a separate issue. But again, you could shorten it. Now, yeah, is there something I missed here? Yeah.
So the drag on the ground is the mitzvah not being
mekayim? No, it's not being mekayim, but it's a bizayin mitzvah. It's, you know, it's, you're degrading, you know, it's just, it shouldn't be dragging on the floor.
Those really long ones are sort of off the real long ones.
Well, we'll see. See, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ri Hayanoag La Asosam Orach had long tzitzis. Yoser Kedei Shlo Yisfas Shem Yisfasek Yisafek Ksas Gamken Yaboshir. He made longer ones because let's say they snap. Then I still have enough. You know, you want some wiggle room, but And but yeah, that's why I want to the Marsham mentions that your tzitzis should be in between, not thick, not thin. And I don't know what the now, like I told you before, I don't know the fashion. It's very interesting. It's not talking about is to have at least for a talus thick tzitzis. Like I told you, like when I just got a new talus, so the default tzitzis they. Were like really thick. I mean, not you know, but they're pretty thick. So I don't know. That's you know, that's what people. He said that's what everybody was. But again, he said for a talus cut. So I don't know. But the Marsham says they should be in between, not thin and not thick. And he says there's no hiddur to have very very long tzitzis, which is I think you're talking about. I know that you might think, wow, you know, like. It's some hiddur mitzvah. I have a super, super, super long tzitzis. So he says there's no, the Marsham says there's no such thing. Now, he does have an asakasha, something coming up soon, that we learned, if you recall, in Hilchos Chanukah, that by Chanukah licht, it's a hiddur to have bigger, longer candles. So over there, we see that there is such a thing that, now I think there could be a split there over there because the licht, the illumination is the mitzvah maybe. And so therefore, you know, the longer it's lit, the more pirsume nisa there is. Over here, like subjective, you know, there's nothing in halacha that is a minimum, but you don't see, you know, that you have to have tzitzis like Ogumel Hamasha, you know, or whatever, you know. His brother who converted, or whatever, you know, whatever, you got the idea. So again, and I think it's also, the Marsham, it makes sense in the Mishnah Berurah, even according to the Ri, he had longer ones, but they didn't have super long. In other words, you want some wiggle room, and Chas v'Shalom, something happens to your tzitzit, but they don't have to be, you know, like a chveis, you know, like, you know, who knows how long. Okay. Now, yeah, let's go weiter. So now the Machaber picks up. Echami achutim, yeah, yoser aruch. Now, once we're talking about length, so he says one of the strings should be longer than the other ones. Why? So you could wrap the wrapped part, right? So as you all know, there's double knots and there's compartments in between, and then we'll talk about when we go around, you know, we wrap. We twine, right? Is that what we say by tefillin? Twine it on your arm, isn't that again, that's another word that nobody knows unless you go to yeshiva. An English word, like stoking a fire, right? I've mentioned these before. Twining, what's twining?
They say whatever kids used to lay tefillin.
Well, that's a Yiddish word. As you all know, so you wrap, that wrap that goes around is one of the strings, obviously. Well, I don't know, it's not so obvious. Maybe you think, you know, alternate strings or something. But no, there's one longer string, it's called a shamus, and make a double knot, and then you twine with that around, 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 around. Make a double knot, and there's four compartments, and then last double knot, and that's how you make tzitzis. So that's what the Machaber is talking about, that one of the tzitzis should be longer. So in other words, when you get a set of tzitzis, there'll be four, one for each corner, four that are much longer than the other three that go on each corner. Okay, does that make sense? Oh, yeah. Well, it's pretty much easy to, because usually that one is usually longer even after we're all said and done, right? Unless somebody's really good at doing tzitzis. Again, I know how to do it, but I'm not really good. There's a chavra of mine in the valley, Rabbi Gettinger. You know, okay. Huh? Yeah, but he might be good at it. I'm good at it, but I mean, I could do it. But Rabbi Gettinger is like amazing. So he usually gets them, like all of them come out even, you know, like, but again, like if I do it, it's okay, it's, you know, but it's not, yeah. So one should be longer so that you could wrap, you could do the wrappings, you could do the twinings. So the Ramah explains in the parentheses, Hagdil hainu achelak sha'atzitzis Eino aruk. The gedil, again, I'm using the word tail. I don't know if it's so nice, but that's what I'm going to use. Is the part that's not wrapped, right? That's called a gedil, right? The anaf is.
Strings at the bottom, that's the gedil.
What?
The strings at the bottom, the very end of the tzitzis, is that the gedil?
This is the. Right, so this is the, right, this is the gedil, this is the, this is the gedil.
What's in the Rav's right hand is the gedil?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so that's the bottom.
Right. Well, it depends on how you're looking at it. I guess how you're looking at it. And the Ramah says, "Shir aniskar yeh batzitzas achar shenikshar." As we said before, Ramah says very clearly here that when we talk about the size, right, 4 gudlim, 12 gudlim, to be after the tzitzis is wrapped. And that is besides what's on the corner, in other words, the first loop. So in other words, you got the first loop, then you got the twinings, so then then we have the tail. So we're talking about the tail. Now, just going back on this thing that we have what we call shamus, we have one string which is longer, so we could loop, make the twines. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Beis, something I think interesting. Let's say you don't have one that's longer, right? So then you use the different, you know, like you have four strings, or right? So then you know, like I said before, you alternate, right? You use some twinings from one. And some twinings from the other, right? You have four strings, you have four compartments, so, you know, each one you use for... Now, look what he says. He says, because, kibizman atcheilas, because in the time when they had tcheilas, and meretz Hashem soon, hayu osim ksas krichos me'atcheilas, uksas me'alavan. They would make some of the wrappings, right? You know what I mean, wrappings. In other words, the twinings. Or the compartments, some they would make out of the blue and some they would make out of the white strings. V'tzarch liros shiisharu v'chol achutim archan shneim asar gudlim achar kricha v'akshira. So again, we have to make sure that after all the twinings and the knottings, you have 12 gudlim. Again, it seems like a lot, but I measured mine today. And then... Like it works, like it right? It's 12 good.
If it's less than that, it's possible.
No, so that's what we're saying. That really, we'll get to it. Hold on. Right. So it has to be 12 good afterwards. Now, again, the Bir Halacha and others bring down that. Let's make it a little tighter, and that is. First of all, the Bir Halacha says this is just lechatchila, right? I think the Chazon Ish says it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar, right? You know, like that should be 12, but if it's less, it's still okay, as long as it's not less than what we said before. And then if you want to make it a little tighter, they bring down that it's best, now again, I don't know when I make this, is like that the twinings, the parts that are wrapped, should be 1/3, and the tail should be 2/3. And that basically works out if you look at it, right? There. See? In other words, I just doubled this over. I doubled the tail over against what the wrappings are, like on this one corner of mine, just to use it as an example. And it works out. This is 1/3, and this is 2/3, and even a little more. Now again, 1/3 thing is, again, all this is a mitzvah min ha-muchar, and if for whatever reason you didn't do this, again, as long as you have the wrappings, as we'll talk before, and let's say 4 gudlim, it'd definitely be okay. That's the first opinion of the Mechaber.
That last knot towards the bottom gets untied, is that puzzle that sits in?
No.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah, but that's why, that's one of the things you will see later. You have to check where the loop is, like we said before, to make sure something didn't snap in there. You have to untangle the tzitzis, which we talked about also. But also, you tighten them. So again, on Shabbos, that's a problem to tighten it. But again, like when I fold up my talus after Shabbos, let's say Shabbos, so I check the tzitzis and I tighten the knot. That's a shtickle problem with the really thick tzitzis, because the really thick tzitzis, especially when they're not trained yet, well, any tzitzis, but especially the thick ones, they don't hold the knot well, especially that last knot. The thinner tzitzis usually, even at the beginning, could hold it.
It's not a puzzle knot.
No, we'll talk about that later. What's the minimum? We'll talk about that. Okay, we have to stop here for today. Yesh koach, everyone, for today and the whole week. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick this up on Sunday. Meretz Hashem. Olam tova.